Greetings and welcome to another edition of the 5-Minute Audio Dvar Torah. This week's Parsha is Parshat Truma, and we are privileged to share a Dvar Torah from the Kerem Tzvi Al HaTorah. The Kerem Tzvi was written by HaKadosh Tzvi Zev Bari, who apparently was the grandson of the famous Yaakov Kapala of Przeworsk of Poland. And we are going to take another look and get another angle on the second pasuk of this week's parsha, which reads, "Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yikchu li truma meit kolish asher yidvenu libo tikchu et trumati." In English translated, "Speak unto the children of Israel that they make for me an offering. Of every man whose heart maketh him willing, you shall take my offering." Now, we are going to focus on the word yidvenu. And the reason for focusing on this word is because Rashi seems to say that the word yidvenu comes from the word nidava. Nidava meaning to give a donation. However, the Kerem Tzvi takes issue with Rashi. The Kerem Tzvi suggests that yidvenu is not necessarily from the word nidava because it doesn't have the nun before the dalet. It should have been yindavenu. Because it does not have the word nun before the dalet and does not read yindavenu, he believes that the word yidvenu has a different root or a different source. He suggests that the word comes from dava, as we find also by Anida, where it says kimei nidat devota titma. As well, also he suggests, what is the implication of the word dava, which means to flow, by the way. And therefore he says that when one is the bringing of the korbanot in the Mishkan, which is why all of this gold was being brought, was in order to bring a kapara on the Maase HaEgel. That's why they were bringing this gold. And in order to have this kapara, the kapara has to bring with it also tshuva. And the tshuva has to have regret, me'omek halev, from the depths of the heart. And therefore, the word yidvenu is the word ziva, which means to flow. Sheyishpoch libo bekirbo, that he should pour out his heart within him because he rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his sins. And therefore, in contrast to what Rashi is suggesting, he is saying that the word yidvenu has to do with within the heart, that the heart has to flow with regret, and that is why they are bringing this gold to bring a kapara with regard to the Chet HaEgel. A second reason that explanation with regard to this language could be that the word yidvenu comes from the word madve. As we see in Parshat Beshalach, it says, v'chol madve Mitzrayim asher samti aleim lo asim alecha. The word madve having to do with an illness or a sickness. And even though the word madve is spelled with a vav and the word yidvenu is spelled with a bet, he suggests, the Kerem Tzvi does, that a vet without the dagesh in it, a vet rafe, can switch around with a vav. And therefore, if there is an element of sickness, what is it in fact that is sick or hurting or in pain? It is the heart that is in pain. And it's not the heart that is in pain that it has to part with its gold in order to donate this money to the Mishkan. Rather, it is the heart that is now in pain with regard to the regret that it has for having sinned with regard to the Maaseh HaEgel. So we see how different Perushim and members of Chazal go ahead and understand different words in the Torah and explain them in a very fundamental way to keep try to be truthful to the text and to try to understand what exactly is going on with regard to the Mishkan. Wishing all a very good and happy Chodesh Adar, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, and as well a very good Shabbos. I hope before Purim to perhaps have a special edition of Purim Torah prior to our very joyous celebration of Purim. Good Shabbos.